Welcome to Everyday People. It's been a while. I have been pottering with audio, making this and that, and I finally thought I'd just put whatever I made out into the world. So this first thing is a poem. It's a haiku poem by Jim Norton. And Jim is involved with the Dublin Shambhala Centre, which is a Buddhist organisation here in Dublin. He's also a haiku poet. And I read one of his books a couple of years ago. I'd also interviewed him. And was really taken by this poem. And I asked him to read it for me. So, hope you enjoy it.
Between Bridges. A Sunday morning in early July, after a night of warm rain, clouds promising more, the air tumescent with scents. At Lansdowne Bridge, on impulse, cycle upstream along the Dodder, on Dothra, the flood, towards Ballsbridge. Brown waters in a green tunnel, here smooth, there breaking, melodious chatter of salt meeting sweet, low tide exposing bladder rack where ducks doze and feed. At this hour, few up and about, local Sabbath keepers and some minders of the moment. Voices low, three excited Japanese peer into the shallows. Under the railway arch, another world. Fouled newspapers, odours of stale piss, transport of smells. Short pants, school toilets, fear and fascination, bloom at stool above the rising. Buddleia, valerian, extravaganzas pink and purple rooted in the stones, dusty fragrances. Waited for her here an age ago. The sweep, I'll stake my all in it, bated breath, and nurse stands, starch stiff, holds aloft the winning ticket. Son, behold thy mother and her best friend May, leaning on the river wall, smoking sweet afton, day's work done. In mid-river, so close I stare into its unblinking eye, a heron stands, scratching its gullet with the long claw, black crest feathers erected in a fan, exercising its esophagus in long, fish-swallowing gulps, bends its neck and hunches, watching the flow. A Sunday painter stands by his easel, brush poised, watercolours, exchange nods, bids me good morning, Ulster accent. Down for a bit of peace and quiet, month that's in it, glorious 12th. Risking trespass, I remark, that's a sight worth seeing, and gesture to the heron. Looks better this way, I think. Composition. He gestures a diagonal to the poplars beyond. The bird is relegated to the lower corner. Select your realisms. A man leans on the parapet of Ball's Bridge, watching both of us, or so it seems. Drawing closer, I see that he is roughly dressed, nut brown with a leathery face made darker by the shadow of his cap, foreign-looking, seaman-like. Loquacious now, I venture. Worth watching, eh? He stares back at me. Inscrutable. I wonder, has he English? Somewhere beyond words, he turns and resumes his watch. Absorbed, he is with the heron on the turning tide.